Hello, it is the 20th of April 2011, a Wednesday. My name is Stuart Pass, coming to you from Audioboo for the first time in a very long time. Well, I was very kindly given access to the new Audioboo for Android beta by Radio Kate, the newest member of staff at the Audioboo family. She's looking after their social networking and stuff, so I was social via a network and managed to get onto the beta, which is cool and fun. Getting into testing, as it were. And speaking of testing, today I have probably, like many geeks in the UK, shunned the outside world despite the gorgeous weather, which I'm sort of semi-regretting, but there's still some nice hours left in it. But I have been playing Portal 2, the latest release from Valve, over the Steam network, which is, well, it's a fantastic game. I think PC Gamer in the UK, the magazine, gave it 93% in their review, and they're not far off the truth there. So I finished the campaign. I've yet to play multiplayer. I imagine it's going to be fantastic, but I have a lot of friends on Steam who I'm sure I can play that with soon. But yeah, the story's fantastic. I won't spoil it for you, suffice it to say it has a fairly unusual ending like the last one, and it also ends on a song like the last one did as well, so you'll enjoy that if you get the chance to play it. So speaking of trying new things, Audioboo, Portal 2, also I have been playing Minecraft recently. It's a little indie game. I think it's very heavily based on Java servers and things. But long story short, it's a first person sort of survival game. You have to basically you get plonked down, spawned even in the middle of this new randomly generated world on a server, and it's up to you basically to go out to the forest reaches of this world and survive, build, and be creative. You can do all sorts of like weird little cooking things, mining, you can build buildings. I was playing with some members of the J server community, they're a regular community sort of who sort of spend a lot of their time on the PC Gamer forums on Steam and on the PC Gamer chat room on Steam as well. And I met some cool people through there. And on one of their servers, I made a giant floating island, which doesn't sound terribly exciting, but from within the game it looks fantastic, and hopefully I can get some sort of screen grabs of it or something in the near future. But a new patch was released for I think it was 1.5 beta. It's still in beta, but it's still up to what is already up to 1.5, but yeah, hopefully they'll have the new patch on the server as well soon, so I'll be able to have the new weather conditions of that patch along with my weird floating island. Anyway, I thought I'd best do a quick boo on this to make sure it all works. I think, by the looks of it, is it possible I've been speaking to the wrong end of the phone? I'm still not sure. It's very hard to tell when you're looking at the one end of the phone and then you're talking on the other one. I think it's... okay, it's on this end, I think. The last Android app, you had to speak to the back of the phone, which I found was quite odd, but I think it doesn't really make much difference on this particular version. Maybe that's something they can look at in the future. Anyway, I've been rambling on too much now. Trying new stuff. I'm going to go out onto the bike for the first time in almost over a year and give it a test around the village before braving the roads tomorrow when I cycle back to work, which is long overdue. My name's Stuart Pask. You've been listening to me on Audioboo, and yeah, have fun. For science, you monsters.